just want to say a couple of thoughts with regard to Yom Kippur. I saw a beautiful piece, and it's actually a startling piece because we overlook something which seems to be very innocent, but there's a lot hidden behind it. In Kol Nidre, in the Tefillah of Kol Nidre, which itself is a pele, why we say Atoros Nadorim, we start off the day of Yom Kippur, and we're all so inspired, we're so fired up to be doing the right thing, and basically start saying Atoros Nadorim, Kol Nidre, Sore, Telim Utolim. The idea behind that is manifold. One idea is a concept of understanding the koyach of the pair of the mouth to make nedorim, to make shavuos, to make yisurim. So this very strength of the koyach of the mouth has ability to change everything, as Hashem, in this following year of Yom Kippur, that it can completely change things. Just like a neder can make something from osa, from mutter to osa, and a Torah Sadorim can change something osa to mutter, so too we can change a life of chalila, of negative to positive, through the koyach of our tefillah. But it finishes off with, the Kol Nidre has one of its climaxes, Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho. Yeah, Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho, Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho, say it three times. Which within the Pasuk itself is a very, very beautiful Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, I will forgive you as you said. I'll forgive you as you said. Salachti Kidvarecho, say it three times. Within context, this Pasuk really is not so exciting. If you look in the pasuk in context, this pasuk is in Parsha Shelach Lecha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, slach no lavoyin hazeh goydel chazecho." He says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, forgive now the iniquity of the people according to your greatness." V'kasha sos omazem mitzrayim, v'heim like you carried them from mitzrayim until now. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, be moichel them, forgive them. V'yoyimah Hashem slachti kidvarecho. Hashem says, "I have forgiven because of your word." Great. Carries on the pasuk. But olam. However, chai oni, as long as I live, I make Hashem makes a shvur. V'molech loyd Hashem is kol ha'oretz. Yeah, and just as I fill up the entire world. Ki chol ha'am noshim ha'rei miskavoydi v'esasoysa ashasis v'nishayim v'midbar, and it tests me for 10 times, lo yishom v'koyli, they will not see the land of Mitzrayim, of Eretz Yisrael, and they will suffer. That is a context of the pasuk. We just stop there. It's, you know, it's all Vayom Hashem Slachti Kidvarecho. Stop. However, Chai Oni No Hashem. Yeah, I'll forgive you, but however, these people are never ever going to get to Eretz Yisrael. They're going to suffer, and that's a pasuk we're using out of context.
Maybe Slachti Kidvarecho.
Yeah.
Moshe was referring to, but he did not refer specifically to that.
Of course, Moshe Benny would have far preferred to have a total kapara.
Yeah.
But to say Slachti Kidvarecho, I forgive you according to your word, and therefore you will all be punished, doesn't seem like that's exactly the word of a Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu would have far preferred, or that's maybe what he davened for, they shouldn't be punished that way. Yeah? So how Slachti Kidvarecho go? What right do we have to use Slachti Kidvarecho out of context? Yeah? And then what's going on here? Yeah? Furthermore, we haven't even started yet. Kol Nidre hasn't even started proper Yom Kippur. It's done in Shkia time. We haven't said Vidui. We haven't gone through the Avodas Yom Kippurim. We haven't done any of these different slichos that we do. And you start off Yom Kippur, Slachti Kidvarecho, forgiven. We haven't even started the day yet. It's not Yitzum Mishleim. There's a machlekes with Yitzum Mishleim, where the Yom Kippur itself has ability within the powers of Yom Kippur, even without our input, to bring us tshuva. There's a machlekes. Let's say it doesn't. We need to put input in. We haven't yet done the input. Why say Slachti Kidvarecho? If you say, no, Yom Kippur has itself, a strength within itself, to give you kapara, it's not yet Yom Kippur. Yeah, it's moments before Yom Kippur. Slachti Kidvarecho, what's the day behind this? So I saw a beautiful piece from the Siva Shalom, which is a very, very tremendous eye-opener. The idea behind the preparation for Yom Kippur and the void of Yom Kippur. He says that Klal Yisrael were worried about one thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Achalim, I'll wipe them out and we'll start again. In other words, wipe them out doesn't necessarily mean he'll destroy them physically, but it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is disconnecting himself from the Jewish nation, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to start to reconnect with Moshe Rabbeinu as the Jews being with Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to disconnect and he's going to start a new super religion that he originally intended to with Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael's biggest fear was the fear of being disconnected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says a mashal. He says a mashal of, imagine a child misbehaves very, very badly to his father. Right? And his father understands that this child deserves to be punished very badly. He did something really terrible to his father. The greatest fear of the child is if the father won't punish him, but just will say, you know what, never ever come home again. Never come home again. Do not ever dare phone me. Do not ever dare email me. Do not ever dare ring on that doorbell. I do not want to ever see you again. The child, that is the child's big father, prefers to come home and say, Daddy, I deserve a good pitch. Yeah, I deserve to be punished. I deserve it. I know I deserve to be punished. But please, I beg of you, let's stay connected. I want to be home. I want to be with you. What's happening over here is the greatest fear of Klal Yisrael was that Akash Baruch is going to say, that's it. I'm disconnecting with you. You carry on your own merry way and I'm disconnecting. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rabbeinu Shleilam, no, take them back. Take them back. Take them back. All we want is to take them back. Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho. I will take you back. I will reconnect with you. I will be with you. You'll be punished. Chai Oni No Hashem. You'll be punished. And all these bad people will not see Eretz Yisrael. You'll be punished. Klal Yisrael says, you know what? If that's a deal, the deal is that you're going to take us back. And but under the terms of being punished, Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho. Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho. Vayoyimah Hashem Salachti Kidvarecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a connection with you. Shechiyonu Vekiyimonu Vigiyonu Lazman Hazeh. That is exactly what we want. Chalila, we don't want to be punished by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But when we start off Yom Kippur is realizing that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to reconnect with us. HaKodesh Baruch Hu has not distanced himself from us, that he's had totally, that there's a total hostility, that he wants nothing to do with us. Slachti Kidvarecho, just like by Mitzrayim, we wanted to have connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, although they were punished, but that was the main purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu Slachti Kivarecha, was that they should reconnect with Klal Yisrael. So too, we want to reconnect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yom Kippur, and that's where we say Shehechiyonu. That is our greatest accomplishment. You know, there's a certain dress code one has when one goes on public affairs. You know, there's memoirs of the chief rabbi of England who went to visit the Queen a couple of times, and they school you how you're supposed to behave, how you're supposed to speak, how you're supposed to dress. There's a certain way of dress. You can't roll up to Buckingham Palace, yeah, with your casual t-shirt when you want to have a meeting with the Queen. It doesn't work that way. You got to be dressed properly, yes, with a tie, yeah. So with a tie, it's not easy. You got to go in there properly dressed. Imagine somebody comes inside there, he's not properly dressed. Not only is he not properly dressed, he comes inside there and he's absolutely covered in paint. Yeah, he's a painter, and he's got a bit over his face is a bit of paint, and his trousers is paint, and his shoes are all different color paint. And he once knocks on the door, he says, "Hey, I'm here to see the Queen." "Excuse me, sir. I'm sorry. You know, I've got an appointment. Get out. Get dressed, come like a mensch, come home, go around the corner there, buy yourself from Piccadilly and come back. We don't want you here." We come, the greatest fear that Klal Yisrael have on Yom Kippur is the fear, not of our Averis as much. Averis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a koyach to be meichel, ben adam l'chaveri, ben adam l'mokoyim, we had on l'chaveri, we asked mechila, ben adam l'mokoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a koyach to be meichel. But eich meirim pev and meitzich, how do we have the chutzpah even to come to Rabbein Shleilam and even want to have this appointment? We're so dirty, we're so filthy, our clothes are so dirty, how do we even dare come to the front? Forget about coming inside and speaking to our Kodesh Baruch Hu and dealing with our Averis and asking him forgiveness. But how do we even roll up in the palace? How do we even come to shul and want to have this meeting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu the way we're looking? The chiddush of Yom Kippur is Omer v'kiva shreichem Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, you don't realize how lucky you are. Lifnei mi atim metaharim, mi metar eschem. Who's been metar yavichem shavashamayim? The only child, the only person who can come to Buckingham Palace with filthy, dirty clothes, and he's completely covered from head to toe, is the king's or queen's children, the princes. They've gone out, they've been fox hunting. Yeah, and they fell, or polo, they've gone on the polo horse, and they've fallen into the mud, and they're completely covered. They have no problem coming to the palace. they're no problem, they'll be cleaned, fine. Klal Yisrael are told, we're coming into Yom Kippur, don't worry if you come with dirty clothes. Mi metahar eschem, who's going to clean you? Avichem shabashamayim, you come into your parents, to our Kodesh Baruch, you come into your father, who is only too happy to accept you back. He's only too happy to reconnect with you on Yom Kippur. He's only too happy, slachti kidvarechel, that he wants to take you back and he wants to make a reconnection. How much, you know, children think that the parents, that they suffer when they misbehave to the parents. If a child does not have a connection with the parents, who suffers more, the parent or the child? The child thinks he suffers more. The parent has a greater pain if he doesn't have that connection with the child. The child has broken off from the parent, and that the parent has brought up the child, has put energy into that child. The simcha that the child would have if he'd reconnect and phone up and say, no, Dad, I haven't spoken to you for 10 years. I want to come home. I want to reconnect with you. Let's forget all about the past. Let's start a new... That is a simcha Kodesh Baruch Hu has when Klal Yisrael come back to him on Yom Kippur and say, Taira Tata, dear Father, we are sorry we did everything we did this year. We want to reconnect. We want to have this kesher with you. We want to be one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us and is metaher us, and he takes us and he's willing to completely clean us. Rav Zev Lev said a beautiful verse, and let's finish off with that. Rav Zev Lev says, why is it that when we say the Shamnu Bagadnu, the Vidui, we sing it. Oh Shamnu Bagadnu, yeah 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 yeah, Debanu Doifi, yeah 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 yeah. What are you singing? Yeah, we've stolen, we've done it. Yeah, it's terrible. What is this? What is this? Yeah, we've been arrogant. What's up? So he says, the idea is Yom Kippur is not coming and banging yourself and saying, oh, it's about going into the shower. You're going into a shower. You know how many people sing in the shower? You sing in the shower, you know, the greatest operas are in the shower, you know, with the soap and the water, you think you sing. Yeah, that is us on Yom Kippur, we're singing in the shower, Shamnu Begun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is cleaning us off, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reconnecting with us, we are having this wonderful, wonderful Yom Teshechiyonu, V'Kimonu, V'Giyonu, Razmanazeh.